What does a sales agent expect from their brokers? Working with the right broker, important traits for sponsoring brokers. Questions to keep in mind. When seeking broker sponsorship, competing versus non-competing brokers. Pros and cons of working with competing brokers, and the pros and cons of working with non-competing brokers. Introduction. Working with the right broker. Aside from the minimum responsibilities and obligations their sponsoring brokers owe them, sales agents believe their brokers should meet certain expectations. Real estate sales agents are entrepreneurs responsible for their own success or failure, and working with the right broker can positively influence the trajectory of a career. Some agents may just view a broker as a sponsor who will activate their licenses so they can work with buyers and sellers. They are unconcerned with any other benefits their broker can offer them. This expectation is entirely their prerogative, and they make that choice for themselves. However, most agents look for brokers who can offer them the tools they need to succeed in the industry. Choosing the right broker is essential to a sales agent's success. Agents should research area brokers before deciding on one. Look up brokerages online and read what their clients and sponsored agents have to say about them. Clients who have negative experiences do not hesitate to warn the world against using them. Consistent negative online reviews may indicate a lack of supervision on the broker's part. For example, many sellers complain that their agents were hot to get their listings and then never contacted them again. This complaint likely means that the broker is focused more on listings and less on customer service. A concerned and professional broker would never allow their agents to ignore or mistreat their clients. They understand that most business comes from repeat customers and word of mouth. Ask other agents what they have experienced at their brokerages. Veteran agents are excellent sources of information who know what is happening in the industry. They can advise new agents about which brokerages to avoid and which to run toward. Agents should avoid signing with the first brokerage that says yes. They should investigate all options, focusing on reputation and leadership skills. Qualities sales agents look for in a broker. Important traits for sponsoring brokers. Some of the things agents look for when selecting a sponsoring broker include strong leadership. While there are a host of other qualities an agent looks for in a sponsoring broker, the ability to lead is connected to almost all of them. Good leaders know that they should lead by example. The example they set for their reports should be one of integrity and authenticity. They should value education, be accountable for their actions, and be strong communicators and collaborators. They should engage with their sponsored agents and be empathetic and accessible to them as needed. A good leader is dependable and wields influence in the industry. They should possess the vision to move the brokerage forward, propelling their sales agents' careers along with it. Any employee would want a leader who demonstrates these qualities. Leaders who are never available and inflexible in their approach do not inspire respect. Poor leaders who view their sponsored agents only as moneymakers are not going to provide the right tools to contribute to their agents' success. Agents want brokers to keep open office hours so they can come to them with questions and issues. Brokers who open their offices to their agents inspire trust and let them know they are accessible when needed. Training and educational programs. Agents, especially newly minted ones, need all of the training and education they can get. Training is not only for new agents. Experienced agents also benefit from training on new technology, systems, legislation, and requirements. Agents enjoy informative classes that discuss the housing market, economic outlook, and new policies and laws impacting real estate so they can stay current. They also want courses that focus on personal growth, like being a successful agent and setting a work-life balance while being a busy entrepreneur. An excellent reputation. Agents want to be associated with brokers who have good reputations in the industry. Brokers should be active in their communities with high visibility, so the public will connect with them. The more active and visible they are, the more connections they can make for their agents. A successful transaction history and a reputation for authenticity go a long way with clients. Brokers who are all about the dollar signs do not inspire trust. The broker's first duty is to their client. Brokers are supposed to help people. They are not supposed to put their bottom line before their clients. Agents also want to work with brokers who have good reputations in industry circles. They should feel a sense of pride when they tell other agents who they work with. Agents and brokers talk amongst each other and know who is respected and who is not, which is precisely why agents should research before joining a brokerage. Technology and transactional tools. There is no way around it. Technology has infiltrated the real estate industry and streamlined an agent's day-to-day tasks. The only problem is that technology is expensive, and most new agents do not have the funds to purchase tech or pay the exorbitant fees to keep their subscriptions current. Agents look for brokers who can offer them access to tech that would not otherwise be available to them. Agents need access to 3D cameras to help them film 3D virtual home tours for clients. Agents can also leverage artificial intelligence, AI, to help them respond to calls from potential and existing clients. They also look for brokers who have good client relationship management tools, CRM. Today, most brokerages use a CRM to help them manage and store data, track leads, manage their marketing campaigns, and stay in touch with clients. If a broker does not have a CRM, agents may just walk on by. Agents not only want access to the tech, but they also want training so they can use it to its fullest potential. Hence, there is a need for training programs. Administrative support. Sales agents need to be out there drumming up business for the brokerage so they can earn a commission. They do not need to be stuck in the office pushing paper around. The beauty of technology is that it automates most administrative tasks, so an agent does not have to. However, there are some tasks that a human really needs to handle. Agents should ensure the brokerage has administrative staff to support them when technology cannot. Most brokerages employ a real estate assistant who performs tasks like greeting clients, answering phones, scheduling appointments and walkthroughs, notifying clients of deadlines, collecting data for market research, and managing calendars. Agents can, of course, hire their own assistants, but it is easier and more cost-effective for them if the brokerage has assistants on staff to help out. Healthy office culture. Nobody wants to work in an office with a negative cloud hanging over it. Savvy brokers know a healthy, positive office culture contributes to company success. Agents and their brokers are a team and should act as such. Regular meetings are essential for agents to collaborate with their team members and to bounce ideas off each other. Brokers should recognize success and promote feelings of teamwork. Toxic environments will not attract top producers and will prompt quality agents to leave in search of greener pastures. Selling real estate is already a stressful job. Dealing with a toxic company culture beats people down. It does not inspire productivity because no one wants to work toward a common goal for a company that does not support its team. Look for brokerages that celebrate their agents and promote teamwork. Mentorship. Many new agents express the desire for a mentor who can model success. Mentors are commonplace in the business world. They provide their mentees with guidance and advice and act as advocates and allies. They also give their mentees feedback, even when it may be difficult to hear. The primary goal of a mentor should be to provide their mentees with the tools to make them better agents. Agents should look for brokerages that offer mentorship programs with experienced agents and brokers. Brokers often pair new agents with experienced ones who can show them the ropes. Often, new agents shadow their mentors to learn the ins and outs of a transaction. Office space. Even though many agents work remotely these days, they still want a physical office space where they can meet with clients and collaborate with other agents. Agents look for brokerages with brick-and-mortar locations where they can meet clients face-to-face and discuss contract negotiations. Commission splits. Even though it's not all about the money, sometimes it is all about the money. Most real estate agents work on 100% commission, meaning they are not paid until they close a sale. Their brokers are responsible for splitting their broker commissions with their agents. Many brokerages opt for a 50-50 split between broker and agent. However, remember that commission might also be split with the buyer's agent. Some agents look for brokerages that offer agents more of the split, for example, 60-40, 70-30, or even 100% of the split. Brokers who let the agent keep 100% of the commission usually require the agent to pay monthly fees for using office space and resources called desk fees. Some brokerages take a percentage of the commission until the agent reaches a specific dollar amount, cap. Then, they give the agent 100% of the broker's commission. Questions to keep in mind when seeking broker sponsorship. Need help with potential sponsoring brokers? Try these questions. To be a real estate agent in Texas, you must be sponsored by an established broker. When seeking sponsorship, it is important to choose a broker that will be a good fit. We recommend asking the below questions during the interview process to determine if the broker will be right for you. Follow the message thread to see questions to ask a sponsoring broker when interviewing. Skill builder, qualities I look for in a broker. Take a few minutes to think of qualities you look for in a sponsoring broker. Which ones are most important to you and why? List and explain your top traits. You can download a PDF of your answers for later review after you are finished. Competing and non-competing brokers. Would you work for a competing broker? The industry is divided on whether sales agents should work for competing or non-competing brokers. Some agents choose to work with competing brokers, that is, brokers who list and sell real estate while acting as the broker of record for their sponsored sales agents. Other agents swear they would never work with a competing broker. They feel threatened, afraid the broker will directly compete for the same clients. They also think that actively producing brokers will not be available to answer questions and problem solve with them. Pros and cons of working with competing brokers. Sales agents who support working for competing brokers cite their brokers of the moment market knowledge as a plus because they are actively listing and selling in it. They know what clients are looking for in a property and an agent. They still remember what it is like in the trenches because they are there, looking for business just like their sponsored agents. Team Pro Competing Broker also finds that a busy broker will pass down any leads they do not have time to nurture to their agents. These agents also feel that new agents will benefit from shadowing their broker while in the field. They will gain firsthand knowledge and experience by watching it done instead of watching a training presentation. Agents who work with competing brokers feel responsible for their own businesses and marketing their services. Many do not find competing brokers are vying for the same clients. While there are benefits to working with an actively producing broker, skeptics raise some important questions. Those agents in favor of non-competing brokers claim that brokers who are out in the field drumming up business and working with clients do not have the time to perform their duties of supervision if they are busy generating leads and closing their own deals. They also feel that active brokers are not as available to answer questions. Pros. Bullet current market knowledge. Bullet can provide on-the-job training. Bullet generates leads for the brokerage. Cons. Bullet too busy to adequately supervise agents. Bullet not available for help. Bullet potential to take all the good leads. Pros and cons of working with non-competing brokers. Sales agents who prefer working with non-competing brokers insist that all brokerage traffic belongs to the sales agents. They feel that there is no conflict of interest, and the broker is focused on their supervisory and support roles and on growing their agents' businesses. Since non-competing brokers do not focus on finding clients, they have time to train, coach, and mentor their agents. They are heavily involved in the day-to-day brokerage operations, reviewing files and ensuring compliance. They are heavily involved in the day-to-day brokerage operations, reviewing files and ensuring compliance. Though non-competing brokers may have their finger on the pulse of their brokerage, they may not be able to read the market's heart rate. Many non-competing brokers have not worked directly with clients for years. They have not had to nurture a farm for leads or market aggressively to find listings. They may not remember how hard it can be for new agents to get a foothold in the market. Agents who prefer working with competing brokers feel that a non-competing broker's experience, while solid, is outdated. They are not producing, so they have no active leads to feed their agents. Pros outers. Bullet supervisory and compliance role. Bullet focused on training and coaching. Bullet availability for questions and mentorship. Cons. Bullet market knowledge may not be of the moment. Bullet out of the loop on day-to-day sales issues. Bullet not actively producing leads for the brokerage. Some brokers have merged the competing and non-competing roles into a non-competing selling broker, NCSB. These brokers are active, but only work with certain clients. They leave all walk-ins and other traffic to their agents. Whether a managing broker is competing or non-competing, they should always supervise their agents or delegate a supervisor to help ensure compliance. They should be available to their agents as a resource and help them grow their businesses. Brokers should also distribute leads fairly and evenly to their sponsored agents instead of giving them to their favorites.